It's just, you know, it's time for us to push. This is winning time, and it's we got three more opportunities. You know, we get three more, you know, you feel like you have a good chance of being in.
Chad, did you see what happened on that deflection that the guard ended up getting 10 yards on?
Yeah, great play by Brian just to see the quarterback with a quick drop or a quick set. You know, just lucky. I mean, not lucky. It was just one of those plays that just happens, you know, it just bounced the right direction to, you know, I think we had guys right there too. Brian doesn't catch it when he knocks it up. You know, one of our guys could catch it and go the other direction. So I just saw it was in the mix. I just tried to make the tackle once he got going.
So Brian jumped up on him.
Brian, it was like a quick. He's throwing a sight backside, so the ball was getting out quick. Brian jumped up, tipped it, went back into the mix, and it just fell right in the guy's hand. So it's what happens. It's football. That's why everybody loves it.
What did you observe on the offside call? I mean, did you know right away it was offsides, or did you think maybe
it felt to me like they kind of went with the line of scrimmage. I couldn't really tell, though. I was trying to obviously just diagnose what was going on. So obviously they went across. I can't tell from my vantage point, especially with the bolts flying. So, you know, obviously it was the right call, I'm guessing.
Chad, when you have that many guys that step into new roles in a short week, what is the biggest challenge for those guys trying to get to speed?
No challenge. Our coaches do a great job of having people prepared. I don't care if you're on the practice squad. And it's more of a credit to the guys, you know, consistently being in the books and not sitting in meetings and drifting off. And, you know, because so much changes within a scheme week to week and during the season. I mean, you know, things morph into, you know, whatever. And you have to keep up with that. And I just thought it was, you know, so proud of those young guys to stay with it and be on their stuff and not let the moment be too big for them on the road here against a good football team. You know, I think we gave up 23 points to one of the better offenses. You know, it's not good enough, clearly, but I think it's a step back to where we want to be. Now, can we remain consistent and be that team for three more weeks? You know, that's what we have to prove.